NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good morning, everyone, from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. It is time for the girls' state high school basketball tournament on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. This is the NewTek Seed pregame show. Doug Duda along with Jeff Babel as we get ready to start the 2014 tournament with the top seed in C1 and the only undefeated girls' team left in the state of Nebraska, the Whippets of Minden High School, taking on the Warriors of Lincoln Lutheran. And it's just really the beginning of a journey here. Minden has been going for this all season long. We talked with Coach Rick Cremosta on yesterday's Doug and Daddy show. And, Jeff, there's only so many times you can kind of answer the same questions. They're a great basketball team. They're the only undefeated team that is left. And there's only one thing that's going to fulfill their goals, and that's winning their first state championship Saturday morning.
Yeah, they've been working for this weekend all year, Doug. It was almost a formality of the year just trying to get to this point. They would continuously use that 40-point clock, just trying to get better as a team, work on their game. Because deep down, I think we all knew, and I think they knew inside their locker room, that they would make this tournament. It's just a matter of would they get there in that sub-district with Kearney Catholic via the wild card, but they won through it. They've been working hard. They've got 3 days to put it all together. They've worked tirelessly through practice to get here. So finally, the three-day journey begins now for Minden.
And it's breakfast with the Whippets. They would play at 9 a.m. every single day. And this C1 field has some really good teams. Platteview and Fairbury play the next game. Pierce and Shadron. Pierce, the defending state champion, at 2. And then we've got Kearney Catholic and Wahoo Newman coming up at 3:45. And, Jeff, many people believe that Kearney Catholic and Minden will meet again for a state championship on Saturday morning, but not so fast. There's some good teams in here and some teams that they haven't seen before. Obviously, Pierce beat both of those teams in last year's state tournament. Fairbury and Platteview are new to the state tournament, but both have had outstanding season. Sometimes the unknown could be the scariest.
And exactly. You would think if you looked at the regular seasons, the Kearney Catholic and Minden, both undefeated going into that sub-district final, you would think that they'd be, of course, on the same path to the state final, but, you know, six other teams have a say in that one, and six quality teams. They're state tournament teams, so you never know. You know, Platteville with 2 losses, Fairbury with 2 as well, Pierce the defending champions, like you had said, and Shadron out west with a good 20-win season as well. So if Minden and Kearney Catholic think that they can't, if they overlook these first few rounds, they're going to be sorely mistaken. They need to take it one game at a time. Minden starts with Lincoln Lutheran, and Kearney Catholic will start with Bishop Newman.
And I think one of the things that many people will say, the benefit of being where Kearney Catholic and Minden are, is they probably don't have to play their best game or a great game. They do have to play a good game to advance on right in the state tournament. And that's nice. Lincoln Lutheran has to play a perfect game.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. It kind of depends on the venue. You're not used to shooting in baskets quite like this yet, so it just takes one cold shooting night and a half to fall down early, and you have to battle back. But Kearney Catholic and Minden, they've got the players, they've got the horses to do it. They just need to play their game, and they should be fine. And like you said, other teams need to not only play their best game, maybe a little bit beyond that to try and get that upset factor, because both crowds will be traveling big tonight, so the Whippets are already up into the rafters, while Lincoln Lutheran over here on our side, they've got a decent crowd, but nothing compared to Minden.
Well, Tara Ziegelbein is the leader of this Lincoln Lutheran ball club. She's going to UNK to play volleyball. She's an outstanding player. In fact, Coach Rick Cremosta said she might be the best player in the state, all-around athlete, and she is going to be a strong player. But Lincoln Lutheran doesn't score a lot of points, so she leads their team at 12.7. Conversely, Brooke Kissinger, 19, Taylor Kissinger, 16, and Jamie Kissinger, 15, and Rebecca Stewart, 11.5 a game. They're the big four, not big one, big two, or big three, but big four for Minden. The only maybe Achilles heel is if Minden does get injured, sick, foul trouble, where they are not really a deep team And with all the runs they've made this year, they get the lead so quick that that 40-point clock doesn't give them a lot of chance to bring kids off the bench, which they do in the second half, but the continuous clock doesn't give them a whole lot of time. Don't forget, we've also got the Grand Island Northwest Sydney game on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Later today, Kearney High will take on Omaha Benson, 345 on ESPN 1460. Hastings St. Cecilia and Dundee County Stratton, 2 o'clock on 1230 AM KHAS. And Giltner and Crawford tonight at 7, also on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. All of those games are streamed online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout from the Devaney Center in Lincoln.
Check out the action. The 2014 NSAA Girls State Basketball Championship on March 6th, 7th, and 8th at Pinnacle Bank Arena. The excitement involves 48 schools competing for state championships. Experience a competition for $5 for students, $7 for adults. For specific games, visit nsaahome.org. The 2014 NSAA Girls State Basketball Championships.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska, rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable, cut the cord, call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Jeff, what else is going on in this 9 a.m. session?
Well, Doug, four games going on right now over at Lincoln Southwest. Class D2, Fall City Sacred Heart, the top seed, will take on the eight-seeded Juanita Palisade. That's over again at Lincoln Southwest in Class D2. Class D1 at Lincoln North Star right now, the third-seeded North Platte St. Pat's will take on the six-seed Sutherland. Sutherland and St. Pat's, again, 9 a.m. in Class D1. That's at North Star. And, of course, the other game on our radio right now, over on the Breeze, 94.5, top-seeded Grand Island Northwest, 22-2 on the year, will take on Sydney, the 8th seed. Sydney coming in at 17-7. And right here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, we're moments away from tipping it off between the Minden Whippets, 25-0, undefeated on the year, top seed, taking on the 8th-seeded Lincoln Lutheran Warriors, taking on their first ever state appearance, Doug.
Well, let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off for Lincoln Lutheran, number 11 is a 5'8" junior, Maria Dieter. She averages 11 points a game. Number 14 is a 5'6" junior, Ramey Marquardt. Number 23 is a 6-foot senior, Tara Ziegelbein, averaging just under 13 points and 8 rebounds a game. Number 25 is a 5'6 senior, Leah Shohat. And number 31 is a 5'8 inch senior, Mackenzie Odom. The head coach is a legend at Lincoln Lutheran. That's Rich Olson, assisted by Amy Mayhall, Sarah Chapman, and Cassie Stoltz. They are 18-7 on the season, defeating Conestoga and Raymond Central in the sub-districts and Syracuse in the district final. For the Minden Whippets, they will have their same lineup. Number 20 is a 5'6 junior, Allie Rouse. Number 22, 5'8 senior, Brooke Kissinger. Number 24, 5'11 freshman, Taylor Kissinger. Number 40, 5'9 senior, Jamie Kissinger. And number 45, 5'10 sophomore, Rebecca Stewart. The head coach of the Minden Whippets is Rick Cremosta, assisted by Don Miller and Greg Satorius, a perfect 25-0. They defeated Broken Bow and Kearney Catholic in the sub-districts and Grand Island Central Catholic in the district final. They were the state runner-up in 2012. They were eliminated in the first round by Pierce last year in their 10th state tournament appearance. And that's the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. We'll tip it off after this.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Starker, a New Tech Seed dealer near you. New Tech Seed, proud of all our area athletes, coaches, and fans. Well, we're ready to go. Doug Duna, Jeff Babel here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Grand Island, Minden, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It'll be Taylor Kissinger jumping center against Tara Ziegelbein to get this state tournament underway. And the ball is in the air, and the tap will be controlled here by Lincoln Lutheran. The Warriors will move from right to left, and Minden from left to right. Minden will come out in that man-to-man defense off the pick. Lutheran takes it into the paint, spins, and a travel. Good call by the official as driving in there with Ziegelbein trying to get things going. It was a good move. She just kind of lost her balance on the 360 pivot.
Yeah, you could tell they wanted to get Ziegelbein going early, get her going. The nice move, spun, but just took an extra step. Turnover for Lincoln Lutheran.
Lincoln Lutheran looks like they're going to come out in a 1-3-1 zone, which is interesting against a three-point shooting team. Minden throws over the top. Here's Jamie Kissinger for three. It's off the back iron. No good. Rebound is tipped out wide. Lincoln Lutheran will pick up the loose basketball. And up the floor will be the point guard, Dieter. Dieter's a good one. She drives to the baseline. It's a tough shot, no good from 10 feet. And Rebecca Stewart will get the rebound. Outlet pass to Brooke Kissinger. Brooke brings it up the left side, now brings it to the right elbow. Bounce pass in the corner, Jamie. Ball fake, runner from 10. It's off the heel, no good. She gets her own rebound, kicks it out to Rouse, and they'll reset it. A long three from Brooke. It's nothing but net. And that's what you have to get used to when you are defending Minden for the first time, is just how far out they can shoot the basketball. 3-0. As a nice move up the floor by Dieter, comes into the paint, puts it up and in, and draws the foul. A little continuation love for Lincoln Lutheran. Dieter gets the Warriors on the board.
Yeah, the Minden defender fell at half court, Doug, so it was 5-on-4. She made a nice move near the basket, got the points, and is heading to the line.
And just like everybody else, we have to get used to what the new facility is like here. As the free throw is up and no good. The rebound brought down by Jamie Kissinger. The foul was called on Brooke, and she'll take another long three, but that's off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound is tipped out, ball's loose, and there's contact with two players going down at midcourt, and it's gonna go all the way into the backcourt and off of Minden, out of bounds. Jamie Kissinger fell to the floor, tried to shuffle it to her teammates. And one thing Minden can't do is just get a little too, there's no reason to shoot 25-foot three-pointers in the first 2 minutes of the state tournament, but they can make those, so you just gotta make sure that that's the shot you want. And Lincoln Lutheran will inbound it to Leah Shohat, and she will bury a three. And Lutheran will have their first lead of the game at 5-3. Into the corner, Taylor Kissinger. She drives and gets tripped. And a blocking foul going to be called here on McKenzie Onan.
Shohat with that deep three, trying to give Minden a taste of their own medicine.
So Minden will inbound it, throw it in the corner. Quick three on the way for Taylor Kissinger, and she'll bury it. Taylor Kissinger with her first bucket of the basketball game. Minden has hit 2 3-pointers, and they are now up by a score of 6-5. Lincoln Lutheran needs to just survive the first quarter and feel like they're in this basketball game, and so far off to a good start.
Yeah, you can't win it in the first, but you could certainly lose it.
Dieter with the ball on the high post. They give it back to her for a three. Maria puts it up. It's no good, and it's all purple and white underneath. Rebecca Stewart with her second rebound, and off to the races come the Whippets. Left wing, Brooke Kissinger pulls up to Jamie. Top of the key, another three. It's good. And if they keep hitting these threes, they will be forced to come out and guard that, and then they'll just bury him inside, and Taylor Kissinger going for the steal is going to commit a foul. So the sister act is doing pretty good here early, Jeff. All three have a three.
Yeah, they've been pretty good threes, too. Good looks, nothing but nylon, too. Good shooting so far for Minden early. What are they, 3 of 5 so far?
And that's one of the things. They should be good looks because nobody's going to guard you that far out most of the time. Lincoln Lutheran on the right elbow with it. They'll give it to Ziegelbein. Off the screen, hand it off there to Shohat. Back to Ziegelbein from 16, no good. In the corner, fight for the loose ball. Brooke Kissinger gets the rebound, and the foul will be called on Remy Marquardt. That'll be her first and the second team foul on Lutheran. 5:27 to go here in the first quarter. Minden 9 and Lutheran 5.
Not a smart foul there by McCourt. You know, the possession's over. You might as well just get back on defense, but she tried to be aggressive, get a steal there, picked up a foul for the Warriors.
And Brooke Kissinger will bring the ball into the front court, facing the 1-3-1 to Taylor. Back over the top to Brooke, into the corner to Rouse. Rouse is going to take a 17-footer. It's no good. Rebound comes long, and Jamie Kissinger grabs her third. She'll dribble all the way to the high post, keeps it off to Taylor. Another deep three. It's good. Man, they're just burying them all right now. All four buckets for Minden are from beyond the arc, and I don't just mean an inch. They've all been from 20-footer deeper, and after Lincoln Lutheran took the 5-4 lead, or 5-3 lead, it's been three straight threes for Minden, and they are up 12-5 here with 4:50 still to go in the first quarter. On the high post, Lutheran just about shoves their own player over as Dieter takes the ball from Onith, now drives right side of the lane. Her shot rattles in and out, no good. Ball ends back up in her hands, and she'll score. Maria Dieter, after Stewart went to the floor, able to grab the loose ball and stick it back in, 12-7 Minden. Rouse in the right-hand corner, like a machine right here. Minden just spreads the floor, leaves Stewart inside the arc, everybody else outside. Another step-back three, Brooke Kissinger, that's off the front of the iron, no good. Jamie got the rebound and has it knocked out of her hand. She'll have to go get it, and they'll reset down to Stewart, and Stewart's going to be called for a charge. Rebecca finally got the ball, and she says, I want to take a shot, and runs over the defender for Brooke. That'll be her first.
That's a good job running their offense, though, Doug. They kept working that perimeter, and finally when Lincoln Lutheran came out with that loose ball, inside was open, but a charge there. I think a good call. The Lincoln Lutheran defender was set.
Blake Poppy and Hannah Sane will come into the ball game, and now Minden will put some backcourt man-to-man pressure on. Rouse covering Maria Dieter, the 5'6 junior point guard. Pass knocked away. Brooke makes the steal. Brooke Kissinger with the second steal of the ball game. Tries to go coast to coast, and she runs into two defenders and the caller for a walk. That'll be the first turnover on Minden. It was just a 2-on-2, and Coach Rick Cremosta has that, and I just bit into a sour pop look on his face because he knows that they probably shouldn't have drove that in, but there was really nowhere. Rouse just kind of came out under the wing in case she wanted to kick it out. And now the ball loose again. We're going to get a jump, and the arrow points the way of Minden. Third turnover for Lincoln Lutheran. Brooke Kissinger really hounding the point guard for Lincoln Lutheran.
Yeah, Ziegelbein just took her eye off her for a second, kind of dribbled it off her leg and ended up having to go down to the floor and tie it up just to try and save a turnover there. So they forced the jump. Minden gets a turnover, though.
Long three again on the way. Rattles in and out for Jamie Kissinger. The ball falls to the floor. It's a scrap for it. And it finally ends up in the hands of Maria Dieter. That is already 8 3-point attempts here in the first 4.5 minutes of the game. And Minden's really putting the pressure on. Lincoln Lutheran throws over the top of it here to Sane. She wants to get rid of it to Ziegelbein. And they're able to settle into their half-court offense into the hands of Dieter. Dieter to the right wing. Back to Ziegelbein at the free throw line. She's wide open. There's nobody guarding her. She takes one step and then dishes it off with a short jumper that is no good by Steinbauer. And the rebound to Jamie Kissinger. If Ziegelbein doesn't shoot the open free throw jumper, it's not going to be a good night. She just swats the shot at the other end. Ziegelbein two-hand blocked Jamie Kissinger, who tried to drive in. Still 12-7. Minden has been a little quiet here the last 90 seconds. They've hit four threes, missed their last two. High post, Ziegelbein. Again, there's not a single person on her. She dishes it off on the left wing drive. Dieter will put it up and in, and she's got 6 of the 9 points here for Lincoln Lutheran.
Perhaps that's part of their offense. I thought maybe Ziegelbein was a little winded too as well. That might have been something going, but like you said, Doug, just wide open there at the free throw line, not going to take it.
Minden drops the ball at the other end and turns it over for the second time. Lutheran will bring it into the front court. Dieter brings it between the circles, over to the right wing. Stops with the dribble, cut off by Rouse. Kicks it back up top into the hands of Poppy. Swings it left wing to Stain into the corner. 15-footer is on the way. No good by Steinbauer. Rebound brought down by Taylor Kissinger. That'll be her first. She'll dribble it into the front court with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Jamie Kissinger drives, kicks it to Rouse. Back into the paint, Stewart. Fires it left corner. Jamie Kissinger didn't take the shot. And a whistle, and it looks like a 3-second violation going to be called here on Minden to stop the play. And that was probably the longest possession Minden had had. Usually they're open, they fire. And Jenna Denny is going to check in here for the first time. With a minute 53 to go in the quarter. Lincoln Lutheran trying to make some mass substitutions as well. But Minden, 4 3-pointers. Lincoln Lutheran so far, you've got to give them credit. They're down by 3. They survived 3 straight 3s by Minden, and they've got the ball.
Yeah, it could have been easy for them to just think, oh, no, here it comes. But they did a nice job of withstanding the pressure and cutting it back down to 3.
With it is Dieter. Throws over the top of the press to Shohat, who's back in into the front court. Now a 3-on-1, and the jumper is off the rim 2-3 times. No good by Oneth, and the rebound is brought down by Rebecca Stewart. She'll find Jamie Kissinger. Outlet pass into the front court to Denny. Back to Jamie. Another 3. It's good. Second 3 for Jamie Kissinger. And it's 15-9, Minden by 6, with a minute 20 to go here in the first quarter of play. You're listening to the state tournament brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Island. 18-footer left corner on the way by Marquardt. No good. Fight for the loose ball. And was there a whistle during all of this?
Yeah,
I thought there was a whistle, and the kids kept playing.
They called a pushing foul there.
They're going to call it on Jamie Kissinger, her first. And the 4th team foul on Minden. Lincoln Lutheran will take it out underneath their own hoop. Looking, lobbing it. It's underthrown. Ziegelbein just tries to tap it away. Fight for it at midcourt. It's going to be picked up there by Kissinger. Jamie to the other end. Finds Stewart, who kicks it out to Taylor for 3, and it is no good. But a long rebound comes out to Jenna Denny. And another opportunity here. That's the thing about Minden. They're transition is not layups, it's 3s. There's another 3, Jamie Kissinger, no good. I do not recollect them shooting this many 3s. They shoot a lot. The rebound by Oneth, but against a 1-3-1, you're supposed to shoot 3s, and that's what they have done.
Yeah, they've had a lot of open looks from 3 right at the top of the key.
Here's Ziegelbein for 3. She'll try it, no good. Long rebound comes out to Stewart. 35 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Brooke Kissinger on the right wing. Here's Denny for 3. It's good. That's the 6th 3 of the first quarter for Minden. And they lead it 18-9. 20 seconds to go here in the quarter. Dieter knocked away by Taylor Kissinger. Could be the first 2 of the game. She'll take it in. She'll be crushed to the floor. Dieter with her first personal foul. And Taylor Kissinger will go to the line to shoot 2 free throws. Already 12 three-pointers attempted in the game by Minden.
It's amazing how much a couple made threes will do. It's already down to 3. We're complimenting Lincoln Lutheran. Back-to-back 3s, Doug, and it's already 18-9. Doubled them up already. Chance to go to the free throw line and get 2 more.
14 seconds remain in the quarter, and the free throw is good by Taylor. 19-9. Second free throw coming up. Allie Rouse checks back in. And the free throw is up, and it is good. Kissinger hits them both. 20-9 in favor of Minden. 12 seconds to go as Lutheran gets the ball in. Oneth dribbles into the front court. They force it to the right wing. Checks the clock with 7 to Ziegelbein on the right elbow. Back out Dieter. Dieter, turnaround jumper from 17 off the front of the iron, no good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play in the C1 Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. It's the Minden Whippets 20 and the Lincoln Lutheran Warriors 9. The state tournament brought to you in part by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. We'll be right back.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes. First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
With our producer-engineer, Merritt Lawson, and Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda, back with you at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. We're at the end of one quarter of play. Minden has a 20-9 lead over Lincoln Lutheran. And on the breeze, 94.5 FM Northwest, a 13-4 lead over Sydney at the end of the first quarter of play. 20 points in that first quarter for Minden, Jeff, without a two-point bucket as Lincoln Lutheran tries the pick and roll. They get it down to Zinkelbein, and her layup is good. And that'll be the first point of the ball game for Tara, and it's 20-11. Quickly up the floor will be Minden to Denny. Denny comes in, takes a tough shot, going to get the foul called on Zinkelbein. I don't think Zinkelbein was expecting her to pass. She was expecting her, or to shoot. She was expecting her to pass, and Denny will go to the line to shoot two. In the first quarter, turnovers, Lincoln Lutheran 5, Minden 3, rebounds 12 for Minden, 4 for Lincoln Lutheran. And the free throw by Denny is up, and it is good. 8 points for Taylor Kissinger, leads the way. For the Minden Whippets, Maria Dieter has 6 for Lutheran. Denny puts up the second one, hits them both. She's got 5, makes it 22-11 now, equaling the largest lead for Minden here in the first half, just underway in the second quarter. Dieter throws over the top of the left-hand corner. They'll get it to Marquardt. Marquardt on the low block. Here's Zinkelbein. She powers it up, but too strong. Taylor Kissinger will have the rebound for Minden. Over to Jamie. Outlet pass underneath Emily Malcolm was open, but Jamie overshot her and out of bounds. It'll go.
Yeah, Minden hitting a lot of those threes, Doug. They didn't. I think they maybe attempted 1 2-pointer, but that 1-3-1 zone, it gives them open looks right there on the top and the left and right wings, and they hit their threes there in the first quarter.
And Dieter kind of gets by everybody, drives in, a little 7-footer, no good, got her own rebound, puts it back up, it's no good, and Brooke Kissinger will pull it down here for Minden. She'll bring it across the timeline, left side, crossover dribble, great pass back door, Malcolm layup, good. The first two-point bucket of the ball game for Minden on a great assist from Brooke Kissinger. And a timeout will be called by Lincoln Lutheran, brought to you by Joe Methie, Shelter Insurance in Kearney, with 6:45 to go in the first half. Minden 24, Lincoln Lutheran 11 on Classic Hits.
If you're a grower looking for big yield, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck at State.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small or if the curtains were old or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig because, come on, they smelled the same anyway. The things that were important were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Well, now you care about things like square footage and whether or not there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. So call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Dave, and Patty, they know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
And welcome back to the Devaney Center here in Lincoln. Doug Duda, Jeff Babel, the state tournament brought to you in part by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists, feel like yourself again. Some other first quarter scores coming up here in just a moment, but we're back to action. Lincoln Lutheran, step back, Dieter, 16-footer straight away, no good. Minden's done a great job of boxing out so far, and Jamie Kissinger already with her sixth rebound of the basketball game. And into the front court, we're going to get a carry called on Minden, their fifth turnover.
Yeah, Minden's done an excellent job of getting those rebounds, Doug. Do you want the scores here? Sutherland and St. Pat's, 7-6, Sutherland on top there after one, and after one over at Sacred Heart leads Juanita Palisade 11-7.
24-11, Minden with the lead. Lincoln Lutheran gets it into the hands of Shohat. She'll bring it into the front court, left corner. Lutheran's offense has become a little predictable. Ziegelbein, free throw line. Again, they leave her alone, so she takes the shot. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Brooke Kissinger. Stewart has been instructed not to go out on Ziegelbein. They're trying to get her to come out of that lane to give him some room to drive. Now Rebecca has it in the paint at the other end. She got tripped up on Ziegelbein trying to go backside. Shot's no good, but there's an offensive putback by Jamie Kissinger. 8.7 rebounds already for one of the senior twins. And that's the thing about Minden. They're the only two seniors on the team. They're big seniors, but boy, a lot of these kids coming back. And at the other end, the shot is no good by Shohat, and a rebound by Brooke Kissinger. A lot of one-and-dones for Lincoln Lutheran. At the free throw line, Jamie, left side, puts it high off the glass, no good. Stewart with an off-balance put back. And Lincoln Lutheran now in the second quarter, Jeff, getting killed by the offensive rebounds.
Yeah, whether they're long or short, you know, early we saw a couple long rebounds off those three go. But like you'd said, the inside, Stewart's been getting some rebounds. Minden getting both offense and defensive rebounds.
Another steal. Kissinger up ahead. The Denny. It's up. It's in. Time out. Lincoln Lutheran. And the onslaught has begun. Minden has started the second quarter on a 10-2 run. And with 4:59 to go in the first half, it's the Whippets 30. And Lincoln Lutheran 11. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
State High School Basketball Tournament here on Classic Hits, and PlatteRiverPreps.com is brought to you by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer. As part of the Titan Dealer Group, Titan Machinery gives you access to one of the largest parts and wholesale goods inventories in the world, at the same time providing you with better solutions with the same locally owned service and dedication you expect. See Titan Machinery, Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge today. Trouble here for Lincoln Lutheran. Will they break the 10-second count? Apparently they do. Although the ball was knocked away momentarily by Minden. Lincoln Lutheran with the ball at the top of the circle. Paige Steinbauer shoves it back out towards midcourt to Sane. Sane on the dribble, guarded by Brooke Kissinger to the baseline, trying to find some room. Nice pass to Ziegelbein, who scores and draws the foul. Everybody got caught watching who was handling the basketball. And a great job there by Sane to get it underneath the hoop. She ran out of real estate, kicked it right back in the middle to the wide-open Ziegelbein, who has both buckets here in the quarter for Lincoln Lutheran, and the foul on Taylor Kissinger will be her second. And the free throw is on the way. It hit the front of the iron, no good. And the rebound brought down by Brooke, her fifth. And again, the board is being dominated by Minden. Here's a 15-footer, Jamie Kissinger. No shot clock required as Jamie knocks down her 10th point of the basketball game. It is 32-13. At the other end, the press is broke, but the little jumper is missed off the front of the rim, but following her own shot, Blake Poppy. I don't think she realized how wide open she was, and gets actually a rebound on the board here to go along with the bucket. Now a wide open three, Jamie Kissinger. It's off the front of the iron, no good. That's actually their first three of the quarter. Stewart gets the rebound, forces it up, no good. Ends up in the hands of Brooke Kissinger to Taylor, and she'll lay it up and in. Not exactly a layup, but about an eight-footer, and Lutheran trying to throw over the top of the press, throws it away. And the pace is not what the Warriors want right now, Jeff.
No, not at all. And back on that previous play, nice job by Kissinger doing a nice job. Taylor going up and getting that and getting it to her teammate and getting the bucket. And then Lincoln Lutheran just trying to beat that press, just throws a deep pass over everyone, a bad turnover, not the pace they want to do. They want to slow Minden down.
34-15 Minden, 3:42 to go here in the second quarter. A win. You play at 9 tomorrow here on Classic Hits. Brooke Kissinger into the corner to Jamie off the inbound. Ball fake. Got around the defender. Now swings it back out. Top of the key. Three. That one is off the mark. And the rebound brought down by Zingelbein. That is her first rebound of the ball game, averaging over 8 a contest. Terrell will bring it into the front court. Minden was 6 of 12 in the first quarter from 3. They're 0 of 2 here. Stewart tries to pop the ball away. It ends up in the hands of Maria Dieter, who has a team-high 6. She'll hand it to Zingelbein. Down to the low block left side, backing in on Stewart. Stewart holds her ground, blocks the shot. Ends up in the hands, though, of Oneth, and she will be fouled. Stewart with the first block of the game. Oneth will go to the line to shoot 2. And they're going to call the foul on Jamie Kissinger. That'll be her second, and the free throw is short.
Free throw line's actually about a foot in front here. She's shooting at the wrong line.
Yeah, you're right. She's shooting from the wrong line. Yeah, and her teammate says, no, step up to the line.
Give her an extra foot. That first one was short.
I think her teammate saw you pointing, by the way, Jeffrey. But the free throw is no good. Missed them both. And the rebound brought down by Jamie Kissinger. That's one thing that has been brought to our attention. It's all volleyball, so they had to tape every basketball line. The three-point arc, the free throw line, the lane, all had to be taped here. Weak side Brooke, ball fake, drives right side, put it off the heel, no good. Stewart battles for the rebound. We're going to get maybe a jump. Nope, Zingelbein will get out of there with it. And then a foul trying to get it back on the Minden Whippets. And this could be on Jamie Kissinger, and that will be her third. And it will also be the 7th team foul, so we'll walk to the other end and shoot a 1-1. And so Jamie looks like she'll come out. Taylor will be in. Taylor and Brooke Kissinger along with Denny, Rouse, and Stewart on the floor with 2:44 to go here in the first half, 34-15 Minden. And Dieter will go to the line. She's 0-1 and has a team 0-4 for Lutheran. And they finally make one here. 7 points for Dieter, and it's 34-16. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll look at the first half stats, scores from the other games, preview the rest of the day. Second free throw, Dieter, up and in. Dieter has half of her team's points, 35-17. Should be this, or 34-17. As it'll be Minden ball in the right-hand corner, back out Kissinger. Taylor to the high post, Stewart swings it over to Rouse. She's on the weak side, back to Stewart. Power move down the right side of the lane. Scoop shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Sane, and she'll push it up the floor here for Lutheran. On the right wing, gets it to Oneth. Oneth dribbles down the baseline, kicks it out on the left side. 12-footer is on the way, no good by Poppy. The ball picked up by Taylor Kissinger, and up the floor she'll come. Stops the top of the key to Brooke. Brooke, ball fake, starts to dribble, backs up, goes in again off to Denny. Right-hand corner, she'll come up top to Taylor. Three-pointer, it's good. First three of the second quarter and third of the game for Taylor Kissinger, who now has 13, and the lead is 20 at 37-17. Lutheran into the front court, throws over the top of the pressure to Sane. Minute 45 to go here in the first half on a 20-point Minden lead. Sane works her way through the maze, gets to the left block, puts it up and scores. Nice drive, Hannah Sane. Minden didn't double down, and she was able to take it all the way into the hoop. A pickup three in transition that negates it for Brooke Kissinger, her second of the basketball game. 40-19, Minden is heating it up with 20 in each quarter.
And you can't guard that, Doug. They're just so far out, and they run it in transition. They just pull up, and they nail them.
Yeah, you go back, and Stewart's going to pick off a tipped pass here. Eighth turnover for Lutheran. Brooke Kissinger to the right elbow. Back up top, Taylor, an unguarded three, bang. Three in a row, 9 in the game. Minden is going to try and set a record here, and there's no doubt that they can do it, and here come the Whippet feet to their fans along the way. They have sensed that this one is over before halftime, like so many have been this season. Dieter drives, shot blocked. Taylor Kissinger coming out of there with it is Stewart. 40 seconds to go in the quarter. Minden trying to get a couple of gals checked in, but we haven't had a dead ball in a while. Another three. Brooke, good. Number 10. And even Coach Rich Olson and his numerous years has to just be shaking his head saying, I've never seen anything like this. Into the front court with 20 seconds to go. Sane drives, runs into the defender, lost the ball. Denny up ahead to Brooke. Layup, good. 48-19. 11 points in about a minute here for Minden, and Lincoln Lutheran is dead tired. They can't even get it in as the time expires, and we are at halftime, and Minden's dominance continues. A fist pump from Coach Rick Cremosta on the way they finish this half. A 12, making it an 11-2 finish to the half. And at halftime, Minden 48, Lincoln Lutheran 19. You're listening to the Girls State Basketball Tournament here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Minden, Giltner, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination with BMW, Chevrolet, Cadillac, GMC, Hyundai, and Hallmark Trailers. DinsdaleAuto.com, located at Stolly Park Road and South Webb Road in Grand Island. Tom Dinsdale Automotive. And we'll be back with halftime activities from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln right after this.
People you know, community people, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC, community people you know.
Community people.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln, where we are at halftime of our first state tournament game in 2014. And the Minden Whippets showing why they are the last undefeated team in the state. It is Minden 48 and Lincoln Lutheran 19. And this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Doug Duda, Jeff Babel with you, and Jeff, some other scores.
Yeah, thanks, Doug. Over at D2 at the half, Fall City Sacred Heart leads Juanita Palisade 23-19. Over on the Breeze, 94.5 Northwest leads Sydney 35-18 at half. And last check at 4:14 left in the second quarter, Sutherland leads North Platte St. Pat's 15-12. And, of course, right here on Classic, it's 98-9. Minden leads it 48-19.
Coming up, we've got a lot more basketball coming your way today. And let's tell you what we have here on Classic Hits. We'll stay in C1. We're at 3:45. The Kearney Catholic Stars, who only lost to Minden in the sub-district final, will take on 20-5 Wahoo Newman. Also later today on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, it'll be Giltner taking on Crawford at 7 p.m. We will have the Kearney High Girls and Omaha Benson at 3:45 from Pinnacle Bank Arena on ESPN 1460 this afternoon. On 12:30 a.m., KHAS at 2, Hastings St. Cecilia will play Dundee County Stratton. Also from the area, Arapahoe will play Friend at 10:45 at Lincoln North Star, and Holdridge and York are here at the Sports Center tonight at 8:45. The 9 o'clock games, we just gave you the halftime scores to. The up next games here at the Devaney Center, Platteview will take on Fairbury in B. Gretna will play Norris. We told you about Arapahoe Friend in D1, and then in D2, Why Not, and Bancroft Rosalie. We'll be back, take a look at the first half stats, and have more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report after this timeout.
Affordable personal security. It's what we do. Gary Thompson Insurance Agency has the professionals to make it happen. We know Nebraska. We live here, and we're independent. We know how to make every dollar count when it comes to protecting what means most to you, your family, your farm, your business, car, and home. We work hard for your peace of mind with 11 offices statewide, including Hildreth, Wilcox, and Minden. The Gary Thompson Agency, your go-to agency.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking boot that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. As the Minden Drumline performing here at halftime, as the Drumline cheerleaders doing their job as well. Pep band, it's what the state tournament is all about. And the Devaney Center still is the Devaney Center. It looks a little bit different, obviously. Not a whole lot different. When you look up, it's not as far to the top with the way that they've built things here, but it's hard to tell the way they've lowered the ceiling and made this a volleyball facility. But obviously only one time have we seen the lines that they had to drop down affected. One of the Lincoln Lutheran girls was shooting a free throw from about a foot back from where she was supposed to be, the volleyball end line, as opposed to the actual free throw line.
Yeah, and I guess you could give me an assist on that one, but it was unique as to they've taped this three-point, they've taped everything, and there was, they had replaced the new Pinnacle Bank Arena floor, Doug, and there was rumors that they might try to bring that over in time, but there was some peeling on it or whatever, so this was the best that they could do, and just one instinct. I don't think it was a game changer for that matter. I think Minden's had this game in wrap, but definitely a unique setup here, and I do have another halftime score for you, Doug. 16-15, Sutherland leads at the half now in D1.
Over.
North Platte, St. Pat's.
All right, let's take a look at the first half stats of our ball game. First off, for Lincoln Lutheran, Maria Dieter leads the team with 8 points and four rebounds. Blake Poppy, 2 points and a rebound. Tara Ziegelbein has 4 points and two rebounds. She also has a block shot. Leah Shohat has their only three-pointer of the game. One rebound for Mackenzie Oneth and Hannah Sain, 2 points, one rebound. I have Lincoln Lutheran for four rebounds in the first quarter, five in the second. Free throw shooting 0 of 1 in the first, 2 of 5 in the second quarter of play. They had missed their first four free throws of the game. 3-point shooting 1 of 3 in the first and did not attempt one in the second. Turnovers 5 of the first, 4 in the second. Fouls not a problem. Nobody has more than one. The Warriors had 9 points in the first quarter, 10 in the second, and at the half, 19 points, 9 rebounds. 2 out of 6 at the free throw line, 1 of 3 from 3-point land. 1 block shot and 9 turnovers for Lincoln Lutheran. We'll look at the first half numbers for Minden in a minute on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups, and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, your first half numbers for Minden. Brooke Kissinger, 11 points, 5 rebounds, 3 threes. Jenna Denny, 7 points and a rebound. Taylor Kissinger leads the way, 16 points. She's hit 4 threes, 4 rebounds, and a blocked shot. Jamie Kissinger, 10 points. She's hit 2 threes, 8 rebounds. Rebecca Stewart, 2 points, 6 rebounds, and a block. And Emily Malcolm has 2 points. 12 rebounds in each quarter. Free throw shooting, 2 of 2 in each quarter. 3-point shooting, first quarter, 6 of 12. Second quarter, 4 of 6. Turnovers, 3 in the first and 2 in the second. Foul situation, Jamie Kissinger 3, Taylor Kissinger has 2. 20 points in the first quarter, 28 in the second quarter. And at the half, Minden 48 points, 24 rebounds, 4 out of 4 at the free throw line. They are 10 of 18 from 3-point land, 2 blocks and 5 turnovers. And at the half, it's Minden 48 and Lincoln Lutheran 19. The winner, Minden, will advance on to tomorrow morning's 9 a.m. game here on Classic Hits. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
If you're a grower looking for big yield, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck at state.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here at the Devaney Center in Lincoln. Doug Duda, Jeff Babel. Our producer-engineer, Merritt Lawson. By the way, Minden has 10 three-pointers in the first half. In 2011, when they made it to the state finals, they had 11 in the game twice, and the state record for most three-pointers in a game is 15. Jeff, the problem is, who knows how long these girls will be in the game.
Very true. You could run into that 40-point issue, but, you know, of course, with the tournament set up, you want to keep your girls as fresh as you can, so you might start seeing more and more reserves here in the second half.
Here's a back pick and the pass from Stewart to Jamie Kissinger, but she missed the layup, a rarity there. And Oneth will get the rebound. Lutheran was out-rebounded 24-9 in the first half. They'll try and spread the floor here, keep Minden a little farther away from the basketball hoop. Posting up Ziegelbein, Stewart on her. Skip pass over the left wing to Marquardt. Same starters, right wing. Here's Onis. She'll take a 10-footer. No good. Rebound. Came off strong, and it ricochets off three bodies last. Brooke Kissinger. Ziegelbein was all ready for the rebound, and it came off so strong, it just shot right through her hands.
Yeah, just a little hot potato there at the end. Luke and Lutheran will keep possession here.
48-19 as we get the second half underway. Minden just went nutso in the last 3 minutes of that second quarter. With it on the right elbow, will be Dieter. Hands it back to Ziegelbein. Tries to dribble her way down. Turnaround jumper in the paint. Elevates and scores. Nice play by Ziegelbein. And I think you'll see a lot more of that as this game progresses. Rouse up the floor. Finds Stewart at the high post. Didn't want to take the shot. There was nobody there underneath. She'll give it back over to Brooke Kissinger. Off the screen. Starts the drive right corner. Goes by her defender. Takes it off the window. No good. Ball is grabbed by Dieter. Dieter up the floor. 3-on-2. Takes it to the right side on Jamie Kissinger. Tries to get by her. Pulls up on a baseline. Short arms it. Rebound. Out of bounds to Minden. Allie Rouse had grabbed it and had it poked out of her hands from behind. So Minden hadn't scored in the minute 20. Somebody alert the authorities. Something must be wrong. 48-21. Rouse takes it out on the right side of the key. Brooke backs up, uses the screen, fires the three. That one is no good. But Lincoln Lutheran dropped the ball right back into the hands of Jamie Kissinger. Out to Taylor for the three, and that one is good. So Taylor Kissinger hits the three, the 11th time to school record here at the state tournament. And it's a 30-point lead at 51-21. Taylor Kissinger now with five of those threes, and she's got 19 points. Rouse really trying to stay in the hip pocket here at Dieter, so Lutheran going elsewhere. They bring it to Oneth. Her shot is over everything from eight, and the rebound brought down by Brooke. Brooke up ahead. Taylor beats everybody back, and then she tries to jump stop on Ziegelbein, and Ziegelbein had none of it and blocked it out of bounds.
That's the second time we've seen Ziegelbein get a block. You could see her athleticism. No wonder she's considered one of the better athletes here at this state tournament.
As Ziegelbein holding strong off the inbound. They'll get it in the right-hand corner to Taylor. Down low, Stewart. She posts up and scores. Rebecca with her second bucket of the ball game, 53-21. And Jeff, Stewart's still playing a great basketball game. It's just that the way the defense is being played with the 1-3-1 zone, she's not going to get as many opportunities. And here's an illegal screen set in the backcourt on Lincoln Lutheran's Leah Shohat. First foul of the second half on either team, and it's just trying to open things up. Minden really pressing, but again, Stewart, she can get you 17, 20 points, but that's usually when they're playing man.
Exactly, and this sort of, you just take it what you get, and she's the kind of girl that'll accept her role, and in this game, she's got to be just working in the paint, working for rebounds, and then her time will come maybe down the road.
And really kind of shut down the leading scorer, Ziegelbein. Here's Taylor Kissinger for three. It's good. Taylor Kissinger now has six threes. Her sister Jamie has the C1 state record, by the way, with seven. So she needs one more to tie that. Lincoln Lutheran throws over the top of the press to Mark Hort over on the right side. Open jumper. Oneth can't get it to go from 12. Backside rebound grabbed by the Whippets. It's Brooke Kissinger up the floor. Outlet to Jamie. The pass is tipped. The ball goes out of bounds off of Minden. They should have called a foul on Lincoln Lutheran, but there was a scramble and out of bounds it went. So Minden actually will be credited with their first turnover of the half. 56-21 Whippets, 5:05 to go third quarter.
Minden dug shot 55% from three-pointers in that first half.
It's hard to do it unguarded in practice. Trapped in the backcourt. Dieter has to step through just to get the pass across the timeline to Sane. Hannah has her pass kicked. Again, Minden will play the winner of our next game between Platteview and Fairbury. And Jenna Denny will come in for the Whippets, and Rouse will check out. Coach Cremosta only about seven deep. He will go a little deeper once the game situates. You'll see Woodward, Malcolm come in. Here's the right side drive. Dieter tries to force one up. Rolls off the right side of the rim. No good. Stewart got the rebound, but her pass is stolen away, and Ziegelbein puts it up and is fouled. And she was hit pretty hard in there. Minden with the turnover, and Ziegelbein's got a chance to add two from the line here. She's 0 of 1, has 6 points, a couple of rebounds, and a couple of blocks. And Ziegelbein squares up, first free throw on the way, and it is short, no good. Into the ball game, Emily Malcolm for Minden, and for Lincoln Lutheran will be Paige Steinbauer. Lincoln Lutheran has been a solid volleyball program, making their first girls basketball trip to state. And they'll remember it, but they'll remember it for the team they played. Ziegelbein's free throw is up, and it is good. So she gets one of two, 7 points in the game, 56-22 Minden. Quickly into the front court, Denny on the right wing. She's isolated one-on-one with Dieter, starts to drive, and then decides to kick it off and underthrows the pass. And Minden has actually turned it over three straight times. Dieter will bring it across the timeline here. With the stutter dribble on Denny, tripped up, and a walk will be called. She just stubbed her toe. She went on the stutter dribble, and her sneaker stuck, and that's the first turnover for Lincoln Lutheran of the half. One thing Coach Cremosta won't want to see, he just wants to see his team play consistent. So three straight turnovers, that'll always set off a little red light for him.
Yeah, for sure, and you want to keep working on that kind of stuff. The game's in pretty much in doubt here, so Minden just need to keep working on their offense, stop making silly mistakes.
Here's a 15-footer for Brooke. It's no good. Offensive rebound. Emily Malcolm will grab it, kick it out to Denny. Drives the open 8-footer. No good. All of a sudden, the shots aren't falling. And the rebound brought down by Ziegelbein. Her third poked away by Denny in the backcourt. She'll find Taylor. It's one-on-one. Taylor taking it in on Dieter, draws the foul, and the shot all the way down, spits out. She'll have to go to the line and shoot two, and Dieter with her second foul. So Minden's shooting percentage is taking a hit here in the third quarter.
Yeah, that last one did everything but fall down, Doug. It was halfway down, come out, but yes, not as good of a first two quarters, but it's hard when you do so well as they did in the first two quarters to do anything better.
And the free throw is up and no good. So a second free throw will be coming. And it is on the way, and Taylor hits it. So Taylor has 7 in the quarter, a game-high 23. It's 57-22, Minden. And trying to step through the double team in the backcourt is going to be Dieter. The ball's loose, picked up by Lutheran. Zingelbein takes it over on the left wing. The jumper by Sane is no good. Jamie Kissinger has the rebound, her 10th of the game. Has to control the basketball and gives it to Taylor, who brings it into the front court. The lane is open. She'll kick it to Denny. Jennifer, three. It's good, and that breaks Minden's three-point tournament state record. Jenna Denny with her second three. And how about the sophomore? She's got 10 points here in the opening round of state, 60-22. Again, hard to believe that one point guard like Jenna can have all of her talent just from her mother. It's unbelievable. Jenna Denny with a great game so far. Here's a pick and roll. Poppy tries to get it inside to Zingelbein, but there's a contact. The ball ends up in the hands of Jamie Kissinger. Up ahead to Malcolm, who ran the floor, and it was a little out in front of her. Her layup's no good. The ball's poked out of bounds off of Minden. Almost a spectacular play there by Malcolm. Addie Woodward comes in. Taylor Kissinger out for Minden. And Minden is 2 points away from a running clock here at the state tournament. They would be the first team to ever get a running clock at the state tournament with the new rule this year.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. That just shows you how dominant Minden has been. And going back to Jenna Denny, I think she's got a pair of threes, so that brings their total to 13, and 15 is that state record.
Lutheran with the ball at the high post. Zingelbein, they just sag on her. She wants to back in Malcolm. One dribble into the corner. They go to Steinbauer. Tries to throw it back into the paint. Overthrows. Taken away by Brooke Kissinger. Up to Denny. Denny couldn't get the shot away. Out to Jamie for three, and it is no good that time. Rebound grabbed by Sane. Lincoln Lutheran, Sane off a screen, trying to go coast to coast. Throws up a runner. It's no good. Ball tipped back into the court of play, and it's going to be picked up by Lutheran and scored. Blake Poppy give the rebound to Steinbauer with the great hustle. And it's 60-24 at the other end. Oh, Malcolm was so wide open, she didn't realize it. Now pivots the opposite way, and her shot no good. Rebound, Brooke Kissinger. Her rebound and shot no good. Then Jamie grabs it and scores. And they have just totally wore down Lincoln Lutheran, 62-24. Minute 50 to go. Third quarter, left elbow with it. Dieter has it knocked away by Woodward, and it's going to be picked up by Jamie Kissinger. Kissinger brings the ball to the floor. She wants to go coast to coast, missed it, and it goes out of bounds off Lincoln Lutheran. Kissinger probably should have dished the ball off to Woodward, who was the one that created the turnover.
Yeah, 2-on-1. Maybe would have liked to create more spacing, make the defender commit to her, and then dish it off, but she wanted to go coast to coast and get the two herself. Minden will retain possession, though, here.
A bucket by Minden gives them the 40-point lead. They'll throw it out to Taylor. She gets by the defender, puts up a 10-footer, and there we go. Taylor Kissinger, and again, Minden has hit the 40-point mark, which brings the crowd to their feet. They know what this means. It's going to be a long time before anybody breaks that dubious record. 64-24, and a travel going to be called on Lincoln Lutheran. And they had taken care of the ball very well the first 4 minutes of this quarter. And now they've got 6 turnovers since Josie Madsen is in for Minden. As that clock continues to run, it started at the 1:15 mark. In for Lincoln Lutheran, Julie Pomeranke. And about 22 seconds run off the clock here before we get back to action. With the basketball behind the back, Brooke Kissinger into the corner. They go to Denny on the post to Malcolm. Double team, gives it to the trailer. And the shot, Taylor, no good. Rebound brought down by Steinbauer. And Lincoln Lutheran needs some help in the backcourt. They'll get it to Dieter. 30 seconds to go. Dieter pushes the ball across the timeline, right side, guarded by Denny. Stops at the wing. Down to the baseline, they'll go to Poppy. Poppy. Cut off there, tries to throw it to the high post, gets it to Pomeranke. 18 seconds to go to Dieter. Dieter, pull away, jumper, good. Maria Dieter with her first points of the second half. She's got 10. 10 seconds to go, third quarter. Brooke Kissinger with the basketball. Drives right side, puts the runner up from 12. No good. Rebound brought down by Sane. And that is the end of the third quarter of play here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. With your score, the Minden Whippets 64, Lincoln Lutheran 26. The state tournament brought to you in part by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Well, Minden only had 16 points that quarter. Doug Duda, Jeff Babel with you here at the Girls State Tournament, brought to you in part by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. Lincoln Lutheran will get the ball to start the fourth quarter, but they immediately turn it over. Well, they almost turned it over. Stewart had it for a moment. Some players got tripped up, and it ends back in the Lincoln Lutheran hands. They'll take a three. Shohat hits it from the top of the key. That's her two buckets, and the only two threes of the game have come from Leah Shohat, the 5'6 senior. 64-29. Now Denny tries a three at the other end. It's no good. I had Minden 13-23 through three quarters from beyond the arc. Maria Dieter will get her sixth rebound at the other end. The shot is going to be blocked by Rebecca Stewart. Taken down by Stewart. And then they call a jump ball. The arrow will point the way of Minden. And remember, this will be an eight-minute quarter unless there's a timeout, because Minden got to that 40-point lead. Other scores, Jeff.
Yeah, over on the Breeze, 94.5 after three. Northwest leads Sydney 50-31. And after three as well in D2, Sacred Heart Falls City leads Juanita Palisade 40-25.
Here's a three-pointer up and in for Jamie Kissinger. She's got 15 and 25 in the game for Taylor, 10 for Denny, 11 for Brooke. 67-29. Minden, 1-3 away from tying the state record. Kicking to the left-hand corner, 15-footer is no good that time by Oneth. Rebound, Zingelbein. Zingelbein is going to be fouled on the putback. And she'll go to the line and shoot two. And this is where it shortens the game. And unfortunately for Minden, if the clock wasn't running, you know they'd break a couple of records here today. But with the shortness of the 40-point rule, you'll see some of those not happen. The free throw is good by Zingelbein. She's got 8 points. Rouse is back in for Minden. And Woodward will come in as well. Checking out will be Denny and Madsen. Second free throw coming up.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small or if the curtains were old or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig because, come on, they smelled the same anyway. The things that were important were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it fell. Well, now you care about things like square footage and whether or not there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. So call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Dave, and Patty, they know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
Affordable personal security. It's what we do. Gary Thompson Insurance Agency has the professionals to make it happen. We know Nebraska. We live here, and we're independent. We know how to make every dollar count when it comes to protecting what means most to you, your family, your farm, your business, car, and home. We work hard for your peace of mind with 11 offices statewide, including Hildreth, Wilcox, and Minden. The Gary Thompson Agency, your go-to agency.
Seth Johnson is your channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
And we are back here with you at the Bob Vanney Sports Center. A Taylor Kissinger three has tied the state record at 15. Minden called timeout, so you have a mix-up as Singlebine will get the layup here on a give and go, and she has got six in the quarter, 13 in the game. It's 70-35. Minden with the lead here with 4:23 to go and counting. Minden already got that 40-point lead, so the continuous clock will continue to go here. And the foul is on Josie Madsen. That's her first. Only four total fouls in this half. As the free throw is no good, the ball goes out of bounds off Bonus, and it will belong to Lincoln Lutheran. Back in the hands of Minden. Jenna Denny will bring the ball across the timeline. Denny sticks it over to the right elbow. Gets it into the hands of Addie Woodward to Madsen. Madsen's going to try a three across the front of the iron. No good. And the rebound brought down by Dieter. Dieter tries to go coast to coast. Runs into Madsen. Bounce pass goes off the Minden leg and out of bounds. With 3.5 to go here in the basketball game. Malcolm back in for Minden. And Rebecca Stewart is done for the day, as Coach Krabowska will start shuffling in a little bit deeper down the bench. Off the inbounds pass, it comes up top to Sane. Sane comes to the right elbow. With the dribble, she'll give it off to Zingelbein. Zingelbein powers it into the paint, goes with the left hand and scores. So Zingelbein is going to hit her average by getting 8 here in the quarter and 15 in the game. 70-37, Minden. 2:50 to go. On the right wing with it is going to be Woodward. Top of the key to Madsen. Madsen to Malcolm. Emily tipped away, got it back over to Rouse. Rouse back up top. Madsen being a little more patient here against the starters for Lincoln Lutheran. In the corner, Rouse passes up the shot. Malcolm's open from 10 and hits it. Emily with 4 points in the basketball game. And it's 72-37. Minden with the lead. Lincoln Lutheran will give it to Dieter. Dieter will drive high off the glass, no good, and I think we're going to get an over-the-back foul here. Called on Lincoln Lutheran. And the second personal foul going to be called here on Zingelbein, and we will see some starters being knocked out here for Lincoln Lutheran. And the ball will go back over to Minden.
This is like TV. You know, when they lose their signal, we're back here on our original signal. We apologize for the technical difficulty there for a moment, but minute 30 is all that's left in this basketball game, and the ball belongs to Minden. Chance to put some points on the board here with some of the backups, including Janae Boudreau, who is in there. Also in the ball game with the travel called on Minden. That will be their 10th. You've got Woodward, Denny, Boudreau,
Also into the basketball game is Lily Steen and Josie Madsen. All Minden here, as driving to the hoop is Claire Nettleman, and she'll be fouled for Lincoln Lutheran. Coming up, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats and hopefully a chance to chat with Coach Rick Cremosta after the ball game. And then later today, Kearney Catholic Wahoo Newman. At the free throw line, the shot by Nettleman is in. Sat on the rim and falls, 72-38. And the second free throw, as time continues to click here, on the way, and it's no good. Rebound brought down by Lily Steen. Minden probably has one more chance to shoot a bucket here. A three would break the state record, but they're probably not going to get a three as Denny kicks it into the corner to Madsen. Up top to Woodward. She'll drive in. The runner is in and out, no good. Fight for the loose ball. Comes down to Lincoln Lutheran, and that's going to be Staub, and time will expire. And Minden is on to the state semifinals with a 72-38 victory over Lincoln Lutheran. Lutheran, one of their reserves, who is Catherine Klein, banked into three, but unfortunately it was after the horn. And that is your final score. Minden 72, Lincoln Lutheran 38. We'll be back after this timeout on the Misco Sports postgame show.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC, community people you know.
Community people you know.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations. The value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
Welcome back to the Devaney Center in Lincoln for continuing coverage of the state basketball tournament, brought to you by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists. As your neighbor and orthopedic provider since 1956, Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists have expanded their methods and delivery of care throughout central Nebraska and north central Kansas, giving you the highest level of care when and where you need it. Contact Hastings Orthopedics or one of their satellite clinics today to start feeling like yourself again for a better tomorrow. Well, Minden came out and did what they do. An impressive ball game here today with a 72-38 win over Lincoln Lutheran. And they will be taking on the winner of Fairbury and Platteview tomorrow, 9 o'clock, right here on Classic Hits, as they will be looking to get back to the state final where they were in 2011. And this is the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports taking care of all our area athletes, fall, winter, spring, and summer. And we're joined by the head coach of the Minden Whippets, Rick Cremosta. And coach, mission accomplished, one down.
Yeah, that's what I told the girls, one down and like two to get yet. So we'll see how it goes here. So
Lincoln Lutheran came out, had a nice little game plan there in the first quarter. I was surprised to see a 1-3-1, which kind of goes into your MO there, and you go 6 of 12 from three-point land. Didn't even hit a two-pointer in the first quarter, but you still find a way to put 20 points up because the girls know how to hit the deep shot.
Well, we first half especially, Doug, we shot it well from beyond the arc. You know, and when you're making those shots, things look pretty good. There's times we don't always make those shots, but, you know, the Kissinger girls, Jenna Denny, kids that hit those, they're confident players right now, and we want them to shoot them, and there's not a shot they don't think they can make, I can tell you that.
Well, and it's also good. We mentioned the first three threes were Brooke, Taylor, and Jamie all hit one. So immediately you're kind of into the flow. Jenna, as you mentioned, had a really good game. She hits the first couple of shots she puts up. And confidence, a big thing when you're in that first game at the state tournament. There's always some nerves out there, but when you're starting to make shots, those nerves don't hang around very long.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You never know how your team's going to respond right away, you know, especially early in the morning. But I'm proud of the way we played. If we play like that, we'll be okay throughout the tournament. But there's going to be more challenges ahead.
Talk about the defense as well, because you really held Ziegelbein down in that first half, really through the first three quarters. You had some good defense on their leading score.
I thought Becca did a darn good job on her, especially, like you said, the first half. We wanted to contain her. She's a heck of an athlete. We didn't want her to, you know, get a bunch of second shots and offensive rebounds, so we really focused on that. And, you know, we kind of went in with the plan that we're going to give her that 15-foot shot until she starts making a bunch. And so that worked out. You know, next time it may not work out. But I thought Rebecca did a darn good job of battling her the whole game when she was out there.
I know the coaches don't talk about this, but do you overhear the girls talking about leaving their mark down here? I mean, 15 threes ties the state record for most threes in a tournament game. Your girls, when they were here a few years back, were able to get their name in the scorebook as well. I know they don't care about individual scoring, but as far as the team goes, you overhear them talking about anything like that?
No, not really. I think that's the last thing they're thinking about, to be honest with you. It's definitely the last thing the coaches are thinking about. I don't see it. I know they want to bring a big trophy home. Whether we're good enough to do that or not, that's yet to be seen. But the one thing we'll do is we're going to try to compete as hard as we can each possession and let the chips fall where they may. We're a confident basketball team. It's going to, you know, if we play like that, it's going to take a darn good team to beat us. But they're out there to do that. You know, every team down here, there's going to be four left after today. And you're not one of those four teams unless you're a confident basketball team. So who we face tomorrow will take another challenge.
Rick Cremosta with us. So let's ask you, what do you know about Fairbury and Platteview?
Oh, we'll watch them here in a little bit. I've watched them play several times on video, but videos are sometimes a little bit deceiving, but they're both really good basketball teams. Fairbury, of course, has huge height. I guess if you want to, you know, really talk about their strength, it's rebounding and height. Platteview has two really good guards, one going to Concordia University next year, and the other one's a junior, and she's up there with the best of the three-point shooters in the state. I don't know who will win. You know, we're either play a red team or a yellow team tomorrow.
Well, Coach, your girls look like they're having fun out there, so keep it up, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for another breakfast with the Whippets.
Yeah, we like these 9 o'clock games, Doug.
Rick, congratulations. I know more people want to talk to you, so I'll let you
move
on.
All right. Thank you so much.
Take care. Rick Cremosta and the Minden Whippets, they win it today 72-38, and we'll look at the final stats right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco's Sports.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Doug Duda, Jeff Babel with you from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Let's take a look at the final stats now for Lincoln Lutheran. They had six players score. Maria Dieter got them off to a good start with eight in the first half. She ended up with 10 points and a team-high seven rebounds. Catherine Staub had one rebound. Blake Poppy had 4 points and a rebound. Tara Ziegelbein, the leading scorer through the year, was the leading scorer today, 15 points, getting eight of those in the fourth quarter. She had five rebounds and two block shots. Claire Nettleman, 1 point. Leah Shohat had the only three-pointers of the game, two of them for Lincoln Lutheran. She finishes with 6 points. Mackenzie Onuth had two rebounds. Hannah Sane, 2 points, three rebounds, and Paige Steinbauer, two rebounds. Nine rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second. Free throw shooting, 2 of 6 in the first half, 4 of 6 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 3 in the first half, 1 of 2 in the second half. Turnovers, 9 in the first half and 6 in the second half. Lincoln Lutheran had 19 points at halftime and another 19 in the second half. I had the Warriors with 38 points, 21 rebounds, 6 out of 12 at the free throw line, 2 of 5 from 3-point land, 2 blocks and 15 turnovers. Lincoln Lutheran in their first state tournament appearance will end the year at 18-8. We'll look at the numbers for Minden in a minute here on the Misco Sports postgame show.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Back on the Misco Sports postgame show, let's take a look now at the final numbers for the Minden Whippets, as they also had six players score. Allie Rouse, one rebound. Brooke Kissinger, 11 points, eight rebounds. All of her scoring was in the first half. Jenna Denny was in double figures today with 10 points, one rebound. Taylor Kissinger had a game-high 28 points, and she tied the C1 record for most threes in a game held by her sister Brooke with 7. So 28 points, 4 rebounds, and 1 block. Lily Steen had a rebound. Jamie Kissinger, 15 points, 11 game-high rebounds. Rebecca Stewart, 4 points, 7 rebounds, 2 blocks. Emily Malcolm had 4 points and 1 rebound. 24 rebounds in the first half, 10 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 4 of 4 in the first half, 1 of 2 in the second half. Another record-setting day from three-point land. Minden in the first half, 10 of 18. In the second half,
they were only 50%, 5 out of 10, Jeff. I mean, 15 out of 28, they shot right about 55% from three-point land for the game.
Yeah, and from three-point land, usually anywhere good, it would be around 30, 35%. So to not only be above that, but to be above 50%. So they made more than they missed, and that's pretty impressive.
And they weren't 2 for 3 either. You know, they put up 28 of them. So great night, morning, I guess we should say, for Minden. Turnovers, 5 in each half. The Whippets had a 28-point second quarter, had 48 in the first half. The clock was a continuous clock from about 1:15 on in the third quarter, so 24 points in the second half. And that will keep a team like Minden from maybe breaking some state records, because that continuous clock really shortens the second half. 72 points, 34 rebounds, 5 out of 6 at the free throw line, 15 of 28 from three-point land, which ties the all-class single-game state tournament record for threes, 3 block shots, and 10 turnovers. Minden is now 26-0 with a 72-38 win over Lincoln Lutheran, and they will play tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. against the winner of Fairbury and Platteview, which is coming up next.
Platteview making their first state tournament appearance since 1998. Fairbury for the first time since 2008. By the way, the three-point goals, Lincoln Southeast did it in 99 and 2008, and Minden hit 15 threes. Hard to remember that, and it was only 3 years ago when they were here in 2011. They hit 15 threes twice in a basketball game, so they tie their own state tournament record with 15. We have some other scores from around the area. Jeff, what do we got?
Yeah, so far we've got three finals and another one with a minute to go. And it looks like we'll have another advancement there. But over on the Breeze, 94.5, Randy Bushgard had the call. Grand Isle Northwest with a 65-44 victory over Sydney. So they'll advance to tomorrow, 2 p.m. again on the Breeze. That'll be at Pinnacle Bank Arena. The Vikings get the win there. And over in Class D2, we have a final as well, the Sacred Heart. Fall City Sacred Heart with a 45-25 victory over Juanita Palisades. So they'll advance to tomorrow, 7 p.m. right here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Again, Minden with a 72-38 victory here. Breakfast with Minden again tomorrow, 9 a.m. They'll take on the winner of Fairbury Platteview. So they got the 72-38 victory over Minden. And at last check, with a minute nine to go, North Platte St. Pat's was leading Sutherland 36-31. So it does look like St. Pat's will advance. Still awaiting a final on that one.
We'll take a final break and wrap things up on the Misco Sports postgame show after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed. The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Well, we'll have more coverage of the state basketball tournament later this afternoon here on Classic Hits as Kearney Catholic takes on Wahoo Newman at 3:45. We'll be on the air about 10 minutes before tip-off. And don't forget, later today on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Giltner and Crawford, that's at 7. We will have Kearney High girls basketball from Pinnacle Bank Arena against Omaha Benson at 3:45 this afternoon on ESPN Radio 1460. And Hastings St. Cecilia Dundee County Stratton at 2 o'clock from Lincoln Southwest High School. We'll be on 1230 KHAS again. All those games are also on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com. The games are up. The podcast will be up moments after we sign off the air. And don't forget to check out the photos from all year long from a variety of games that we have covered in the state tournament when we're done on Saturday. Every championship game Saturday will also be on ESPN Radio. Well, Jeff, Minden came out, showed their dominance, did what they were supposed to do, and won the ball game today 72-38.
Yeah, you expected them to be dominant. You didn't expect them to be that dominant, get a state running clock in the state tournament. But especially with those threes, when it rains, it pours, and they hit the 40-second clock with about a minute 20 left in that third quarter. And so Minden did a good job. They did well also inside. I thought they did a good job getting the rebounds, boxing out as well. And Ziegelbein for Lincoln Lutheran, try as she might, it was just a big four versus a big one. And so Minden's depth after the big four, I mean, other than the big four, you know, Minden's depth might have been a question, but those big four carried them today to a big victory. And then this was Lincoln Lutheran's first appearance, Doug, about as tough a draw as you can get in your first game playing Minden, considered maybe one of the all-time bests. So Lincoln Lutheran, a heck of a season, but it's going to fall short tonight. Minden advances in this one.
State tournament coverage on Classic Hits 98.9 brought to you in part by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists. Feel like yourself again. Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination at Stolly Park Road and South Webb Road in Grand Island. And Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, as you get ready for the spring season, whether it's track, soccer, whatever it is, Misco's will have the equipment to take care of you. Traveling the state to make sure our athletes and schools
have the best equipment to help them throughout the season. Misco Sports. For our producer engineer, Merritt Lawson and Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda from the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here at the Devaney Center in Lincoln. Say, we'll see you this afternoon at 3:45 for Kearney Catholic and Wahoo Newman. And we'll be talking with some great folks currently on the Doug and Daddy Show, 11 o'clock on ESPN Radio, including Olympian Kurt Tomasevich. We'll also be talking with the beat writer from the Wisconsin Journal about Nebraska-Wisconsin basketball and the head baseball coach at St. John's as they roll into Lincoln tomorrow. But until then, the final score, Minden 72, Lincoln Lutheran 38. Enjoy the rest of your morning. This is Doug Duda saying have a good one.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.